Well, the drill head of the tunneling machine known as Bertha has now been removed from beneath the Seattle waterfront. The machine got stuck in December of 2013, stalling construction of the tunnel and leading to millions of dollars in cost overruns. Today, KUOW reporter Ashley Ahern tells us about a local engineering firm with a fresh idea for the Alaskan Way Viaduct Tunnel.
The tunnel was designed to alleviate congestion through the city by sending traffic underground from the Seattle waterfront to the southern end of Lake Union. Seattle-based Subterranean Design Group says the tunnel should be used for salmon instead of Subarus. Don Meadows has been designing tunnels for more than 30 years.
What we found is that the leftover tunnel could be an outstanding, if not the perfect, conduit to help our coho friends make their way from Puget Sound into Lake Union.
Right now, the salmon that return to Lake Union to spawn must navigate the fish ladder at the Ballard Locks. That facility was built more than 100 years ago, and Meadows says his fish tunnel will incorporate the latest salmon transport technology.
There'll be some large turbine fans, which we think will help push the fish along at a higher rate than they're used to. But, you know, it's dark, and they're not probably used to that level of light and low oxygen, so they need to be moved along quickly. And using these turbine fans, we hope to, you know, have at least a 10 to 25% survival rate.
Chris Sargent is a biologist with the Portage Bay Science Institute. He says that scientists are divided on the issue, but hydropower engineers have found creative ways to get salmon around dams for decades, sometimes using trucks and even cannons. Why not a tunnel?
I don't want to say definitively, but it would cut miles off of their travel. It's a straight shot, and if they can get in the lake faster, that's bound to maybe help some of these really threatened stocks.
Sargent cautioned that the tunnel would need to be designed with side channels to serve as resting areas for the migrating fish. But he says it's worth the gamble. Salmon are struggling to survive in the increasingly urbanized Puget Sound region.
It's a pretty crazy idea, but it might be something that works. You know, I've spent some time in Alaska, and one of the things I learned from working up there on salmon is that big problems require big solutions, and maybe this is the next thing.
Sargent added that Atlantic salmon runs improved once engineers on Boston's Big Dig implemented a similar salmon tunnel system. Susan Miller is with Puget Sound Policy Watch.
This won't work as an environmental alternative. Salmon will not swim in this tunnel. The salmon are smarter than we are.
Miller says a tunnel that was designed for cars will never work for fish.
How are the salmon going to know to swim through the tunnel? Are we putting in an electric sidewalk? Get off here, left here, turn right at the bend, salmon, use the north gate exit. These salmon are not swimming through the tunnel.
Puget Sound Policy Watch and several other environmental groups have filed a lawsuit to prevent the proposed salmon tunnel from going forward. Don Meadows says their opposition is misguided. His firm is committed to improving salmon migration through Seattle.
This is going to be a revolutionary step forward in salmon evolution, and we want to be on the forefront of adapting salmon to an urban environment. This has never been done before. It may never be done again. We're hoping for good things. But salmon are going to be as common as pigeons in this town.
I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle. Happy April Fool's Day.